Luke chapter 17 at verse 26. Luke chapter 18 and verse 26. The Bible says, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives. They were given in marriage unto the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife." But I want to preach just a little while today, tonight, out of this text in Luke 17, verse 26 through 32. On this thought, it's already been said this evening, on getting ready. It's thought on getting ready, praise God, amen, getting ready, looking for something and looking ahead. I want to say tonight, praise God, God gives us His Word and He gives us direction so that we can stand without excuse. We won't have no reason for not being ready when Jesus comes, amen. We'll not have no reason to have any doubt because we know that He's coming, amen. Ignorance will not play any part in it, praise God. Doubt shouldn't be in our minds because Jesus said He was coming again. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled." He said, "You believe in God, believe also in Me." He said, "In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." He said, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." I'm glad tonight I know for a surety that one day in a little while, my Savior's coming to get me. He's prepared a place for me. Oh, how glorious that place must be. But since He's prepared a place, He's coming again, and He's coming for me. And if you're a child of God tonight, He's coming for you. Amen. There's no reason for ignorance, no reason to make excuses, no reason to doubt, because Jesus is coming, praise God, and He's going to take us out. And we ought to be getting ready, praise God, looking and expecting till He comes. Amen. Praise God. And we see this in here tonight. He says, "As it was, so shall." I couldn't get past this. "So shall it be. As it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be when He comes back." Amen. And we look around today and we see the magnificent hand of God, and we see America and the places around us, praise God, just exactly as God would have us to see them. If we'll open our eyes and look, it's just exactly as it was in the days of Noah and the days of Lot. In the days of Noah and days of Lot, there was a time of abundance. Amen. It was a time of abundance. It was a time when people were eating, praise God. They were gathered together. They was dining. They was eating. They was enjoying all the good things that was coming from God. But isn't it amazing how many people enjoy the things from God and never give God the glory for the things that He gives us? Amen. There's a whole lot of people today that never give any thought to the good things that God is giving us. Amen. The days of great abundance is around us. We was talking the other night how much stuff we waste. America, we waste more food than most nations have. Amen. We are blessed. We're a blessed people. But the Bible says they was eating. Now, food and drink is essential. We have to have food and drink. It's physical. It's a physical requirement. Amen. That we have food and drink. Without that, we'd dry up, swivel up, and blow away. And it don't look, from looking around the room tonight, I don't see anybody that's doing that. Everybody seems to be well nourished. Everybody seems to be well hydrated. Seems like things is going pretty good, don't it? As it was in the days of Noah, and it was in the days of Lot, Everybody has lots in abundance, praise God. We see that in the Word of God. But now, but the thing is this, that's all essential. But what we see, what's missing, praise God, is that realization of who God is. See, all the essence that they needed, the essentials they need, abundance, great abundance. But they was missing the bread of life. Amen? They was missing the water of life. We can have abundance of food to make us fat. We can have abundance of drink, keep us hydrated. But praise God, if we miss the bread of life and we miss the water of life, we miss it all. Amen. We need to be getting ready, praise God, because the bread of life and the water of life, praise God, that's its essential part, praise God, we need right now so that we can get ready because He's coming again. Amen. The Lord's coming to get us, to take us, to be with Him, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I don't know about you, but it excites me about that. But we see here, as he said, that it was a time of plenty. It was a time of abundance. But also here he says it was a time, and he said they did eat. They needed it. But he said they did drink. I want to say I believe it was a time of drunkenness. Amen. Noah was saved, brother. He was saved by the ark. He was taken up out of the destruction of the world, praise God. When God said, I've had enough, and he brought him up out of there with his three sons and his wife, praise God, and he delivered that eighth person into the ark, praise God, and he delivered them safe. But did you notice what happened? Soon as he got out, soon as he got his feet on the ground, and I will say Noah was a righteous man. Amen. But he got out, got in this world, praise God. First thing he did, he planted a vineyard. Amen? He planted a vineyard. And the next thing you know, we see him and he's in a drunken state, passed out in his tent. Amen? Bible says his son went in, Ham went in, and he saw his nakedness. Amen? Went and told his brothers about his nakedness. His father passed out in the tent, went in and told him about his nakedness. They put a cloak about him, backed in backwards and covered him up. Amen. They said, what happened? They said he caught in drunkenness. Amen. He's an example. Amen. He planted a vineyard. And he took that was in. Why? Because there was an appetite. He was trying to satisfy an appetite. Amen. Hey, praise God. I'm talking about getting ready. We need to be ready. We need to have an appetite. But it needs to be the right appetite. Amen. We need to have an appetite for the things of God and the goodness of God and the favor of God and the direction of God and the loving kindness of God. Amen. We need to be ready. Amen. We need to have that appetite. Amen. You know, we're going to have an appetite for something. And it needs to be an appetite for God. It needs to be an appetite for goodness tonight. It needs to be an appetite for righteousness before God. Amen. So they're getting ready. He says, as it was, and they know, so shall it be. I wonder what days we look around, what is our appetite for? We're living in a gluttonous world, a world of drunkenness, drug abuse. Amen. We're seeing it all around us. And what do we get from it? Amen. We get a bunch of people. I know what people say. They say, well, preacher, it's okay to take a little social drink. We're teaching our children to be social drunks. And we wonder why they don't prosper. Wonder why they can't ever get to God and godliness. Why they don't like to go to church and why they don't like the things of God. Amen. Be careful, we start at a young age and we alter their minds. Amen. We need to have clarity of thought, clarity of speech. Do you realize that the beer and liquor business is greatest, one of the biggest things in this country? Multi-billion-dollar. You say, well, preacher, it ain't that bad. Have you looked around the corners of Asheville? Everywhere you look is a brewery. Used to, they was beer joints, and we'd pray God shut them down. And quit praying that God would shut down the beer joints, and now they're building breweries on every corner. You say, preacher, we ought to go protest. No, we ought to get on our face and cry out to God and say, God, we're sorry because we let you down. Amen. We're to pray and fast and seek His face again. Amen. You realize that you could take the revenue off of beer and alcohol and liquor, and we could pay off the debt and the national debt in 2 years from the revenue. of that that's altering the minds and altering our state, not even able to think. Amen. We're in a mess. We've allowed ourselves to go somewhere and to be something, praise God, caught up in something, praise God, that's messed us up. Amen. Not only the expense of paying for the stuff, but what about the funerals? What about the funeral bills that we've had to pay because of drunk drivers? Who's run up? What about the tragedy of mamas and daddy and children being taken away, taken out before their time because of drunkenness in this world? We need to be getting ready. He says, as it was in Noah, he was a time of drunkenness. He said, so shall it be. He said, that's where we're at now. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I said, it's time to sober up. It's time to realize, praise God, that there's a God of glory that's there to help us, amen, and we need to get ready because He's coming again. Amen. And He's coming to get us, praise God, and take us to be with Him. Amen. We need to be sober where we tell them, praise God, our children and our loved ones, those we come in contact with, praise the Lord, hey, you need to get ready so you can go with me. Amen. Said, where are you going? To the house of God. Amen. To the church house, you know, and praise God, but one day I'm going to the throne of grace. Yeah. Amen. I'm going to go be with my Lord and my Savior in glory. Amen. But we get caught up in this, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be, he says. So shall it be in the day when the Lord comes. When the Son of Man cometh. Amen. We see that. We see all the cost of this. We see the funeral system. But what about those little old babies? What about those little babies that starved to death because a mama and daddy's caught up in this mess? That broke my heart. You say, where's this coming from, preacher? I was listening to the news the first part of last week, and they said there's some mama and a daddy had three little old young'uns, and they had the littlest one, and he was they found him. He was all busted up and broken up, and they said he was a dying, and mama and daddy, I praise God, was living in a house. Said the other children was in the back room living in filth, living in stench, praise God, because mama and daddy were too drunk, praise God, to take care of them. And we wonder what's happening to our children. Amen. Praise God, we need to be getting ready to take America back, to take our families back, our homes back, our churches back, our lives back. Amen. Tell somebody, praise God, there's a better way than all that mess. The drunkenness. The little innocent ones that's paying the price. Starving to death. Because mama and daddy's got to shoot it up and booze it up and drink it up and play it up. Amen. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. I want to say, young'uns, we're right there. We're living in the last days before Jesus comes. Amen. We're living in the last days before He comes to take us out of here to be with Him. And boy, we need to be getting ready. Getting ready, amen. Not only was it a time of drunkenness, but also a time of illicit sex, amen. I won't say sex ain't a bad thing. Now I know this is voodoo. You don't preach on stuff like this in the churches, but it's my responsibility to tell you that sex is not a bad thing. Sex is what God give us between a husband and a wife. You said between a man and a woman. I said no. I didn't say between a man and a woman. I said between a husband and a wife. In holy matrimony, praise God. It's something that's great and unique, and it's something that God gave us. Amen. It is. But this illicit sex, it's everywhere that you look, and it's the same thing as it was in the days of Lot. Hey, so is it today. It's that way that every time you turn the TV, every time you look around, it's sex, sex, sex. Because sex sells. Amen. It catches the eye. Amen. Have you ever noticed they can't sell you a battery on a TV commercial, fellas, without having some lady half-dressed, amen, with her hands on it or something? Why is that? Because it catches our eye. Amen. We're stimulated by sight, and it catches our eyes. It attracts us to that. It ain't nothing about that battery. It's about that woman half-naked. Amen. Illicit sex, it sells. And he says, as it was, and that's what they was doing in the days of Lot, praise God. They had sex, they was wicked, and they were doing all kind of ungodly things. They were caught up in sodomy. Amen? Men with men working those things, it was not meet, not fit. Women with women, they're doing all kind of ungodliness, amen, till God came. Illicit thing. That means that's out of bounds. Goes against the rules. Amen. It's not right in the eyes of God. Amen. It's wrong. Amen. We see where they first messed up in Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4, verse 19, we see Lamech. Remember Lamech? The Bible says Lamech took unto himself two wives. Hello? Amen. It says Lamech took to himself. You notice it doesn't say God gave Lamech two wives. Hello? Don't die on me now. Said he didn't say he took to himself. He said he took to himself two wives. In the days of Noah, the Bible said they were eating, drinking, and they married wives. Amen? It didn't say they married a wife. But it said they married wives. Amen? They like Solomon. They stupid. Amen? Wisest man in the world had 400 wives and 700 concubines. Stupid. Amen? He wasn't wise. He was out. But what it was, they stole his heart. They pulled him away from God. They got him into illicit sex. They got him into fornication. Amen. That wickedness that alcohol does and drugs does, and it brings you into illicit sex. It brings you into fornication. Doing those things, praise God, we ought not to do. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, this ain't much of a Sunday night service. Praise God. I'm talking about getting ready. Amen. I'm talking about going out of here, praise God, to see the Lord when He calls. And amen, we need to be ready because as it was, so shall it be. And we're there. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying Jesus could come at any minute. Are you ready? Praise God. We need to be ready. But we see the first polygamy. Amen. You know what polygamy is, folks? You young people know what polygamy is. That means more than one wife. God never intended it to be that way. Hello? And He didn't mean by that, He didn't mean one at a time either. Amen? There's a lot of folks today think, well, it's one at a time. That's what I've had preachers tell me, well, preacher, it's okay to get married and divorced. Amen. Just so you got one wife at a time. No, it's wrong. God says we're supposed to get married. We're supposed to love it. He said that we're supposed to leave and cleave and weave. We're supposed to come one. And last time I looked, praise God, one thing can't leave itself. Amen. I've told you many, many times, praise God. I told my wife, praise God, she gets ready to go. She's got to give me 2 weeks' notice. You say, why, preacher? Because I've got a pack. Amen. Because I'm going with her. You know my wife's never, ever offered to leave me. Never thought about leaving me, not one time. Amen. I don't think. But she's thought about killing me a time or two. Amen. When God was dealing my heart and I was running, praise God, and I was even thinking about running plumb to Oklahoma to get away from God. Then she was gathering up boxes. She was ready to go. She said, get away and get some help, praise God, or kill me. I think she was praying, Lord, either get him where you want him to be or kill him, because he's a killing me. Amen. But why you say, I'm saying praise God, but God designed it to one man, one woman throughout their life. Amen. He said, well, preacher, the Bible said that Moses gave him a letter of, offered him a letter of divorcement. Yeah, Jesus dealt with that with the Pharisees. He said, because of the hardness of your heart, he gave them that. Because you ain't willing to commit to them and ask them to forgive you and love them like you're supposed to, praise God, and commit to that person. Amen. And then you got some people that they get married like that woman at the well. She said, go get your husband and come back. She said, Lord, I have no husband. He said, thou sayest right. He said, you've had five husbands, and the man you're with, you shacked up with, ain't your husband. Amen. I think when I got to that point, I'd look at myself in the mirror and I'd say, Lord, what's wrong with me? Either I am a very bad judge of character, or there's something wrong with me. Amen. I need some help. Praise the Lord. I mean, after that many. But he said that they had wives, were living. What are you saying? I'm saying that's where we're at today. People don't think nothing about it. They love, they get them and they love them and they pretend they do. And if it don't work out, they throw them away. Discard them like old used clothes. Like worn out socks. Amen. God says He never designed it to be that way. But that's the time that when, so shall it be. As it was, so shall it be. We need to be getting ready, praise God. We see monogamy. That's one man and one woman. That's the way God designed it to be. Amen. Didn't design us to have wives. Praise the Lord. He designed us to have a wife. Amen. Put us together. You know, I was looking at something here a while back. He said the statistic in 1948, the marriage statistic said out of 20 that it was a 20-to-1 ratio. For every 20 people that got married, one wouldn't make it. 1948. You know what that ratio is now? 2-to-1. Hello? In 1948, it was a 20-to-1. For every 20 folks that got married, one couple wouldn't make it. Now, for every 2 couples get married, only one couple will make it. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, as it was, so it is. We're right there living in the day when Jesus said, this is the way it's going to be. Be ready, because I'm coming. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why are you looking so dead? Why are you looking at me so funny? You ought to be jumping, running aisles, shouting, praising God, because we're knocking on the door, praise God, of Jesus saying, come up hither. Amen. 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 Going out of here to be with Him, glory be to God. Amen. He said, preachers don't preach this kind of stuff. I know that's what's wrong with America. Amen. We think we can live any which way and everything's all right, but we need to be getting ready to go home. Amen. Last time I looked, praise God, when somebody gets ready to go home, Lord God, if you're tearing around, amen, you might get left behind. Amen. Get caught sleeping. Amen. Mom and daddy might get home, praise God, and find out you're missing. You better wake up and get ready. You might miss out. But see what's happening, praise God, we're caught up in this stuff, and we're, as it was, so it is now, so shall it be. We see the breakdown of the home. Amen. Homes are busted up everywhere. Hey, hardly any homes that's together no more. You say, well, preacher, there's a lot of homes that's together. They may still be there, but they're not a family unit. They're not there helping, encouraging, and loving on one another. Amen. Let me just say this. The way it's supposed to be is we're supposed to be exhorting one another, encouraging one another. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed forth. Amen. Supposed to be encouraging word. Amen. Words of exhortation. Encouraging each other, loving each other. Amen. Showing each other love. Caring, compassionate people. Loving each other, praise God, for God's glory. Trying to love folks in. Amen. A family that loves each other, cares for each other, encourages each other. Listen, daddies. If we ain't careful, our little boys, amen, we'll try to get them, while they're little boys, we'll try to make them men. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? Because we messed up so much. We try to make them be men before when they're still little boys because we don't want to make the same mistakes we did. But we need to encourage them with love, praise God. Need to bring them up in love and the admonition of the Lord, praise the Lord. Realize that there's a better way than what we had and the way we can do it. To love them, praise God, and have the love of God in their heart so that they can pass it on, so that their family can come together in unity and love. Amen. Love each other. Praise God. Love each other in. Love each other. Ready to go out together. Amen. Not pushing each other away. Not trying to beat each other down. Not trying to make them something. Praise God. If they ain't ready to be yet. Amen. But loving them and coming alongside them and helping them, encourage them. Amen. Now I know these young men, you got to point them direct. Sometimes you have to get kind of stern with them because they get this rebel. They get to a rebellious age. Amen. Start to kind of rebel and start trying to look to do things on their own. You have to give them a little bit of rope. Just don't give them enough to hang themselves. Amen. Show them the love of God. Amen. Realize that they need love. Praise the Lord. So we see the breakdown of the home. We see that there's no love in it no more. Amen. We lose the sanctity of marriage. We throw marriage out the door. And then we wonder why our juveniles are juvenile delinquents now. Amen. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot. Let me show you something. Look over in Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19. Remember when they went in and Lot took those angels, took them unto himself, took them into his house, and these fellas come along in Genesis chapter 19. Well, let me just go back to verse 1. That way you'll get the whole Paul Harvey version. And there came two angels of Sodom and Eden. Genesis chapter 19. I am in Genesis chapter 19. I double checked. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, behold now, my Lord, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and you shall rise up early, and go on your ways. And they said, nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him. Sound like a Lot must have knew something they didn't. Or maybe they was just testing Lot. Amen. And he says, and entered into his house, and he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But now watch this, verse 4. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round about. Both old and young, all the people of every quarter. God help. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them. They wanted to have sexual relations with those angels. They come to Lot, the old and the young alike. We look around today and we think your young people ain't a-watching us. We think they don't see what's going on. I want to say our young people watching us, they see what's going on. They know what's happening in the world, praise God, around them. They know. Amen. But it says, as it was, so shall it be. Are you looking around seeing our young people? They're going the way of this mess. They're going the way of sin. They're going the way of wickedness. They're going to our liberal college and they come out with a liberal mind. Amen. Had a young man, I talked to him and I told him, I said, listen, you're going to go to a liberal college. You're going to have liberal teachers and you need to settle in your mind. Amen. That you're not going to be taken in by that. As you're going to stand upon the Word of God, upon the principles that you've been taught. And he stood there and looked me right in the eye and said, yeah, preacher, I know. I know. He said, I've got this. Amen. He went to college. Praise God. One liberal college has come out and just as liberal as they are. Amen. He said, ain't nothing wrong with drinking a little bit. There ain't nothing wrong with shacking up a little bit. Said, you know, you got to try it before you buy it. God help the wickedness in that. Amen. He said, there's nothing wrong with it. He said, we ought to allow people to make their choice who they love. He sat in a Baptist church, sat under the Word of God. But he went off and made a wrong choice. Why? Because he got caught up. As it was, so it shall be. Amen. He's part of that, so it shall be. And we need to get ready, praise God, that we don't get caught up in that. As it was, so it shall be. We need to get ready, for Jesus is coming to take us away. Amen. These women, these men were vile, and so the little old boys was vile also. Amen. They got caught up in that mess. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm thanking God that they, that we need, as we get ready, we have an opportunity. Amen. To get ready to go out of here. To be ready. Amen. Why? Because we know the truth. The Lord's done laid it down in the volume book. He said, as it was, so it shall be. And let's say, Lord, I see it. He said, it's all clear now. Amen. It ain't going to be what be long till we go out of here. But notice something. Amen. The flood couldn't come till Noah was in the ark. Amen. The fire couldn't fall till Lot was safely out of Sodom. Amen. God has His hand, and He said, I want you to get ready. What are we getting ready for? We're getting ready for the rapture. We're getting ready to go out of here when the Lord steps out and says, come up hither. Amen. We go up to be with Him, to meet Him in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. We see Noah, and we see Enoch. They're a type of that spiritual believer. The Bible says that Enoch, in Genesis chapter 5 and verse 22, that Enoch walked with God. And he was not. But God took him. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, we need to be ready because I want to be walking with God so that He can take me. Amen. The Bible says that in Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He goes on in verse 8, and he goes on verse 9, says, these are the generation of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah, what? Walked with God. Amen. He walked with God. He knew God. He was ready to go with God. Amen. So how do you know you're going to go to be with the Lord? Praise God, because you're walking with Him. Amen. But now notice, Lot was a type of a carnal man. A believer, but he was a carnal believer. Amen. He believed in his heart, but praise God, he didn't live it in the flesh. He was carnal in his life. He was carnal in his walk. And the Bible said it vexed his righteous soul from day to day. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. He said, and spare not the old world, talking about Noah, but save Noah, the eighth person, preacher of righteous, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the city of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Amen. So what took place? He put himself in a situation to live with those unrighteous people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, young people, don't put yourself in a place of living around unrighteous people. They'll get you into unrighteous living. Praise God. We need to be steadfast in our lives and steadfast in our faith, praise God, because we can't be carnal believers. We need to be spiritual-filled believers, looking for the Lord, listening for the Lord, expecting to hear from heaven any day. Amen? We need to be expecting to hear from heaven. Amen? But the believer will be taken out. Praise God, he'll be taken out to receive a reward. Amen? I'm looking for a reward, ain't you? Abundant entrance into heaven, praise God, that He talks about, amen, that God speaks about, that we can have, that we can be partakers in, they talks about in 1 Corinthians. Amen, listen. He talks about that. He said, we're the temple of God, and we need to be prepared, preparing in that temple, praise God, in this body that we live for that day of when God will come to get us. But He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, that the Lord God of glory is coming one day in just a little while, and that we're living in this temple of flesh. But glory be to God, there's a better day when we'll part out of this flesh and get that new body. Amen. Go on to be with Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11, for our other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Only one foundation, only one way. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Lot was saved as by fire. He trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, but he never lived a righteous life. Amen. He just got in. Had no rewards before him. Had no abundant entrance. I believe, praise God, those that's born again, loving the Lord, following the Lord Jesus Christ, will be afforded that abundant entrance, praise God. Bless His holy name. I believe He will. But He said, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Amen. He said, we have a holy temple. But He says, we need to be ready. Because as it was, so shall it be. We need to be ready because God says, it's about time, young'uns. It's about time. Need to be getting the temple cleaned up. Need to be getting the temple cleaned out. Need to be getting ready to go out to be with the Lord. Amen. To be with Him in the air. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, very familiar passage. You all know it. And everybody can quote it by heart. Verse 16, the Bible says, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Amen. So we need to be ready to go out. And with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. Who's those? Them. Those saints of God that's died in Christ. Those old saints. With them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. We need to be those believers, that spiritual, spirit-filled believer, like old Enoch and Noah, praise God, that walked with God, and they were not, because God took them. Amen. He took them out of here. Took Enoch out of here. He delivered Noah out of the flood. In the ark, praise God. He took them out of here, delivered them to take them out, receive them, to give them a reward, abundant entrance, praise God. But I don't know about you, but I don't want to go into judgment. I don't want to go into that judgment that it's going to have to go through to those that's not ready. I don't want to have to stand before the throne of the judgment seat of Christ and give an answer for my slothfulness. Amen. I want to stand before Him and say, dear the God of glory, praise God. Here I am. I'm a soldier of the cross, praise God. I've done my best to serve a living Savior, to walk in the path of my Savior. Amen. Glory be it for the glory of God. Amen. He said, we need to get ready because as it was, so shall it be. We're living there, young'uns. We're right there knocking on the door of Jesus saying, come up hither. Amen. Come up here. We don't want to be judged by fire. See, it takes the fire to purify, to wash out the dross, to get you pure, get you clean. Amen. I'm going to go through that here while I'm serving the Lord. Amen. While I'm looking for His appearing. Amen. Getting ready. That's what we're doing. Amen. We're gathering together and we're getting ready. We're getting ready to go to be with Him. And boy, what a journey it's. What a journey it is. What a rejoicing time we're going to have over in glory.